1 Corinthians chapter 6. It said there, flee. Verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 18. It said there, flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. It is very, very serious sin. Joseph was living in a very similar society to the society where we live today. If you study the civilization, the liberty and the freedom of committing immorality was tolerated and acceptable. It was something that just people did. It was a sign of the time. It wasn't forbidden or forsaken, and people just looked the other way. As a matter of fact, it was something to be glorified to do. And we are living today in a world that glorified such a thing. Marriage is no longer honorable. Committing fornication and adultery is acceptable. As a matter of fact, if you don't do it, something is wrong with you. That's what the world tells you. We do not live with the standards of the world. We don't. We live with the standards of the Word of God. So here is Joseph, a slave, living in a very hard circumstances. You could say to yourself, well, Joseph, look, there's no end to this road. As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to be a slave for the rest of my life. I have no option of anything. There's a remote possibility that I would ever go back and see my father, Jacob, or my brother. Well, let's eat and drink, because tomorrow we'll die. Everybody's doing it around me. I hear what the servants are doing. I hear what the masters are doing. Now, look at the honor that I will get. I will even have it easier, and after all, nobody will know anything. And it's available if we reach out and get it. I'm not going to say more than that. I'm going to discuss this chapter. But I cry to the Lord. And I beg every one of you. I really do. Don't play with fire. Don't go that route. Don't even try it. Don't even think about it. It ruined bodies, it ruined souls, and it ruins life. The end of it is very bitter. There's no reason for it at all. I want you to be scared of it. I want you to run away from it. I don't want you to think about it twice. I don't want you to go and have another look. It is a very serious thing. It is honoring to the Lord. It is not how the Lord ordained things. And I know it is available. And I know there's a lot of pressure on you from within, because you have an nature for you that yearn after these things. You have it in you. You're not a superman or a superwoman. You have peer pressures from your friends or from the things that you hear or you watch or... But Joseph, look, if he had taken the shortcut, he would have remained slave for the rest of his life. The scripture is really very clear about that. I tell you, he was even greater than David as far as I'm concerned when it comes to this one. He was greater than David. David fought flat on his face. Joseph ran away from it. And that's a man. That is a man who runs away from these things and said, I'm not touching this. Not yet. Time will come when the Lord put it in the proper place, but not now. And he ran away from it. May the Lord help us.
one thing that is common, the believer with the unbeliever, is the nature we have within. And if we read carefully of how this story developed, it was said of the woman that she raised her eyes toward Joseph. And I certainly believe this is where it starts. It starts with what I see. And I think it will be well with us to be reminded afresh that the first sin in the scripture, it started with the eyes. That she looked upon and it was what? Pleasant to the eye. One would say it will be the most deceiving thing if we said that these things might not be pleasant to the eye. But the problem is that our eyes in the scripture are exhorted to look upon one thing and one thing alone. And it is the person of the Lord Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. It started with the eyes being start looking. You know why David fell? Because instead of him being in the battle, he was on the rooftop. And the scripture said, and he looked, and behold, he looked. And his rooftop was higher than any other location. So he looked down and he saw. And what he saw affected him. And that's where I want to encourage each one of you. Watch your vision. Watch the internet. Watch the things that sometimes you try to get into. Because it starts with the vision. And then the whole body is consumed by it. And this is why I said, the thing that is common between us and unbelievers is this old nature, that we all have the tendency to be curious about these things, to lift our eyes and to look into these things, because as Moses said, there is a pleasure for sin for a season. And that season, it's not really worth it to experience. But the first thing that I would like to suggest for all of us is we have to be careful of the things that we are watching, because it starts from there, and then we don't have to jump ahead. We will see the conclusion when we look at things, when we lust after them, when we go after them. And that's the cause of this world has been tainted by sin. She looked upon, pleasant to the eye, ate, and gave her husband to eat. And it could be the same thing with any situation once our vision is focused upon the things that are not of Christ.